don't give a goddamn about a black boy like me.
City don't give a goddamn about a black boy like me.
City don't give a goddamn about a black man like me. But the city damn near know that this pretty black man go free. Never had a dollar to my name. Daddy never stuck round either. Mama got her head down in shame. Never been an avid reader.
Walking to the edge of town, satchel in a smile, drop your knees to the ground.
Handsome,
pretty eyes make your wife in them hot. I mean, if I get on out of here, this jukebox gon' pop, yeah.
Don't give a goddamn about a black boy like me.
Don't give a goddamn
about a black man like me. But the city damn near know that this pretty black man go free.
Ooh,
black man go free.
Ooh,
black man go free.
Down a path I couldn't see. These metals won't ever change, that they treating me rotten. This boy done chose war, wasn't no draftee. Souls that didn't fall, we was forgotten.
Walking,
these steps lead me nowhere.
Welcome to Eastern Promises, the latest and greatest music coming from Atlantic Canada. I'm your host, Donald Roberge, here at CJLO 1690 on the Montreal radio dial and at CJLO.com. You just heard the incredible hip-hop and soul singer Lance Sampson, aka Aquaculture, out of Halifax, Nova Scotia, with a track called Gallows. That's from his brand new release called 1783. Not a random number, but the year the American Revolutionary War ended, when over 3,000 black loyalists made their way north to Nova Scotia. 1783 honors and addresses those who have settled in the Maritimes and Newfoundland and Labrador, in time for Black History Month no less, and Gallows particularly has a personal connection to aquaculture, whose great-great-grandfather Daniel Perry Sampson was the last man to face the death penalty in Halifax in 1935, an injustice in the eyes of the singer, and who has applied to have the case reviewed by the Minister of Justice. And while Gallows is an example of the tense race relations and oppression that has clouded black history in Canada, 1783 is more than just a summons. It serves as a pastiche of the African-Canadian experience in the Maritimes since the 18th century and features stories of black sailors fending for themselves, the importance of war correspondence, and even an ode to historic Crichton Avenue in Dartmouth, originally the home of a black community. Check it out, 1783 by Aquaculture. You can find it on your preferred streaming platform. So we have yet another terrific hour of East Coast music and news. It is awards season, so there'll be a lot of emphasis towards nominees. I'll also be playing new music by artists like alternative rockers The Way East out of Newfoundland and St. John, New Brunswick folk artist Jessica Ray. But let's start things off with Toronto-based Halifax artist Eliza Niemi, who'll be playing at Op'tit Ours here in Montreal this month. Here she is with Wildcat.
The cold dying light of a firefighting sun. Winter clerk, third work, every night. Money's good and all that, objectively not bad. Six stories down to the same wildcat. I turn a couple books off pages, sleep cloak. Then writing on the lines, it's him ready hooks. Validate me.
So praise the Lord.
Welcome back to Eastern Promises, where we're playing the incredible music of Atlantic Canada here at CJLO 1690 on the AM dial in Montreal and at CJLO.com. I'm your host, Donald Roberge, and before the break, I played a track called Dark Soul by Sackville, New Brunswick singer-songwriter Steve Haley. That's from his 2025 release called Secret Knock. And Steve Haley is one of many artists who will be participating at this year's Paddle Fest in lovely St. Andrews, New Brunswick, whose initial lineup was just released. This year's edition of the Paddle Fest Music and Nature Festival, happening from May 14th to the 17th, will feature musicians like Adam Baldwin, Yukon Blonde, Ben Kaplan, and the Gilberts. The list goes on. Paddle Fest is kind of like the unofficial kickoff to summer in Atlantic Canada, being one of the first large outdoor festivals of the season, and it's always exciting when they release their initial lineup because it gives us hope at a time in the winter when we need it, not unlike players reporting to spring training before baseball season, if you will. You can easily find the details by visiting paddlefestnb.ca. And before Steve Haley, I played Wildcat by Eliza Niemi from her critically lauded 2025 record, Progress Bakery, one of my favorites of 2025, actually. The indie pop cellist cut her teeth playing with Halifax rock trio Mono, though she now calls Toronto home. And she'll be performing with a full band in Montreal on February 23rd. That's at Tsi Ours, 5589 Avenue du Parc. And joining her will be Burlington, Vermont indie musician Lily Seabird, as well as Montreal locals the Nora Kelly Band. Great lineup. You can get tickets by visiting casadelpopolo.com. So as I mentioned earlier this hour, we are knee-deep in awards season, and one of the most nominated East Coast acts this year are none other than Antigonish Nova Scotia's Cassie and Maggie, who are up for both Juno and East Coast Music Awards. Here they are with Bow Down.
Because you wouldn't listen right. My father always used to say it works more than human.
That's a song called Sparks, new music by Paradise Newfoundland's The Way East, an indie alternative group with prog rock influences who've been making music together since 2023. You can find that single by visiting their Bandcamp page. And before that, I played the song Bow Down, the opening track to the 2025 record Gold and Coal by Nova Scotia's Cassie and Maggie. That album has been nominated for a Juno in the Traditional Roots Album of the Year category, alongside a couple of other Nova Scotians, Heather McIsaac for her album The Moon's Daughter, and Mi'kmaq fiddler Morgan Toney for his 2025 record Heal the Divide. Some heavy East Coast presence in that category for sure. And it doesn't stop there for Cassie and Maggie. The sisters have picked up 5 nominations for the East Coast Music Awards, including for Album of the Year and Entertainer of the Year. They'll be handed out on May 21st, while the Junos will be held on Sunday, March 29th. And speaking of the Junos, I want to give a quick shout-out to my sister-in-law, Lynn Harper, an extraordinary music specialist who teaches at Chateauguay Valley Regional High School in Ormstown, Quebec, and who's been nominated for the Miss Gounce Teacher of the Year Award. Since 2005, the award has been handed out to exceptional music teachers across Canada, along with a cash prize and a Juno Award. I can't express enough how important all teachers are to the development and inspiration of young people, so a big congratulations to Lynn, to her fellow nominees, and to the Music Counts organization for continuing to acknowledge what I feel is critical work. The Music PEI Awards are fast approaching, with that organization set to hand out its awards for PEI Music Excellence on March the 7th. Stratford PEI band Absolute Losers are up for two awards, including Album of the Year, and will be performing in Montreal on the same night. I'll give you the details, but first let's hear some Absolute Losers. Here they are with Eagerness.
Years later, I'm in mine.
That's Elegy for Amish Girls, one of the best song titles I've heard in a while. And that's from PEI instrumental art project The Trio from Mars, from their 2025 record General Store. They're a trio of PEI music veterans who were originally known as Mars Hill back in the early aughts, and who reunited a few years back to try out new ideas and create music organically. The result is General Store, which was recorded off the floor at Boom Bap Studios in Charlottetown. They've since been nominated for 2 PEI Awards, Soul Recording of the Year and Instrumental Recording of the Year. And before that, I played the song Eagerness by Stratford PEI-based Absolute Losers from their 2025 album In the Crowd. They've been nominated for 2 Music PEI Awards as well, Album of the Year and Music Video of the Year for their single Star Sweeper. Unfortunately for them, they won't be attending the awards gala on March the 7th, but fortunately for us, it's because they'll be in Montreal that night, performing live at Turbo House, 2040 Saint-Denis Street. They'll be accompanied by Montreal band Good Feeling, and that's a pretty good double bill right there. You can nab tickets for that by visiting absolutelosers.com. And not only are the band up for 2 PEI Awards, Absolute Losers have also been nominated for an East Coast Music Award in the Rock Alternative Release of the Year category. Those nominations were released in late January, and you can find them at ecma.com. Among the many great acts who've been acknowledged is this band, nominated for Artiste Acadien ou Francophone de l'année. This is La Famille Leblanc with Saunierville.
C'est une boîte de fer blanc, le gouvernail du bâtiment. C'est la queue d'un cheval blanc. Ils l'ont la brunette, ils l'ont la gaiement. Ils l'ont la brunette, ils l'ont la gaiement. Le beau prix du bâtiment, c'est la trompe d'un éléphant. Les trois mâts du bâtiment sont coton d'Arp Saint-Jean. Qu'ils ont la brunette, qu'ils ont la gaiement. Qu'ils ont la brunette, qu'ils ont la gaiement. Les trois voiles du bâtiment sont des peaux de vieilles juments. Le pavillon du bâtiment, c'est la chemise d'un gros marchand. Qu'ils ont la brunette, qu'ils ont la gaiement. Qu'ils ont la brunette, qu'ils ont la gaiement. C'est une marche de 30 ans. Ils l'ont la brunette, ils l'ont la gaiement. Ils l'ont la brunette, ils l'ont la gaiement. L'équipage du bâtiment sont de jeunes veaux du printemps. Et tous ceux qui vont dedans sont tous de vrais innocents. L'équipage du bâtiment sont de jeunes veaux du printemps. Et tous ceux qui vont dedans sont tous de vrais innocents. Qu'ils l'ont la brunette, qu'ils l'ont la gaiement. 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 Qu'ils l'ont la brunette, qu'ils l'ont la gaiement.
mean Della, we see Gerald Cheech, straight out of CBG, a protector bringing world peace. At least, that's what I dreamt. I used to wish that I was worthy, emerging, headed for collision, and I'm swerving. The urgency to leave the scene like an emergency. My world's unique, I see the world as bleak. I didn't know that folks could turn till it occurred to me. Only watching me because I'm who they're determined to be. But to this day, I'ma rise. All they do is hate and despise. Stay in disguise, mental state of a god that'll play before he pauses. Changing our lives, who can pray in these trying times? No patience inside my mind. Feels like it keeps raining every time I dry. It's a pain in the brain, but it's modified to be able to gain in this game when you're traumatized. To this day, I'ma rise. Up above all the hate and the lies. Sick of thinking, oh my god, I ain't waiting on a ride. They gon' say I'm crazy in the mind. Hey, maybe it's my time. No mistake, I'ma ride. Coming from my faith and my pride. Will escape homicide. Would be a waste if I died. I've been creating all my life. I wanna make it out alive. I thought you would never get big. My Inuk shooks, megalithic. There's nothing inside of your cookbooks better than this. Was it book though? Good flows, nevertheless. A stone cold lyricist, growing mega respect. I don't know what these foes gonna be telling me next. Taking my chances of being known on every res. My bros begging me just ignore the haters and rise. Think of a lightsaber against a sword made out of iron. Minimizing the competition with untamable lines. Story changes in time to more flammable rhymes. Like stash and change, I shouldn't have to explain. My words raising value from what I'm actually saying. The fact still remains, being trapped in this game, attached to my veins and heart, so add it to your brain. To this day, I'ma rise. Up above all the hate and the lies. Sick of thinking, oh my god, I ain't waiting on a ride. They gon' say I'm crazy in the mind. Hey, maybe it's my time. No mistake, I'ma ride. Coming from my faith and my pride. Will escape homicide. Would be a waste if I died. I've been creating all my life. I wanna make it out alive. Something like Stony Bear bumping through the holy lands. Got me in the zone until suddenly the moment ends. Stopping the moment, numbered, I'm on stupid low to quit. It won't be your problem if I gotta do it all again. Am I supposed to quit? Not even close. My flow's so intense on audio, I could body your ghost. This ain't witch's brew, just regular bitter way. And you need a better way to imitate what I emulate. You ain't even G with it. Fake ingredients in any minute, dissipating your flames immediate. Without a flex, displaying telekinesis quick. What's so funny, haters? I ain't a comedian. Heard me like a bomb went off on the earth. When the smoke clears, you'll acknowledge my phenomenal work. Back to square one, struggling like a slug in reverse. Stuck without any luck, running from the reserve. Just swallowing my words. To this day, I'ma rise. Up above all the hate and the lies. Sick of thinking, oh my god, I ain't waiting on a ride. They gon' say I'm crazy in the mind. Hey, maybe it's my time. No mistake, I'ma ride. Coming from my faith and my pride. Will escape homicide. Would be a waste if I died. I've been creating all my life. I wanna make it out alive.
That's Escape by Nova Scotia's Girl, the title track to his 2025 record. The Eskazani hip-hop artist has been nominated for two 2026 East Coast Music Awards, Rap Hip-Hop Release of the Year for his 2024 record Girl Jige, and for Indigenous Artist of the Year. And before that, I played the song Sonierville by La Famille Leblanc out of Bathurst, New Brunswick. That's from their 2023 album Perdre Je Mon Temps. The two generations of Leblancs have been performing live together for 10 years now, making waves in Celtic Acadian music, and have been nominated for an East Coast Music Award in the Acadian or Francophone Artist of the Year category. The 2026 ECMAs will be handed out on May 21st, with the gala being streamed on their website. You can check out all the nominees by visiting ecma.com. You're listening to Eastern Promises here at CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal and at CJLO.com. We're playing the great music of Atlantic Canada, and I'm your host, Donald Roberge. You can find tonight's playlist by visiting the Eastern Promises show page at CJLO.com and clicking on my link tree. And while you're there, you can also listen to past episodes. You can also find me and follow me on Instagram at EasternPromisesCJLO. Here's a new song released just in time for Valentine's Day. This is St. John, New Brunswick's Jessica Ray and the Ramshackle Parade with My Heart Belongs to You.
Goodbye, sunshine. Hello, moon. I can reflection on the silver spoon. Why so sad? Why so blue in a sky full of stars? Are you lonesome too? Hello, gray clouds. Hello, rain. I hear you knocking on my window pane. What a pity. What a shame. Summer, goodbye fall, you're a sweet memory I still recall. My heart's to blame, it's my fault. It's better to have loved you than never at all.
Why not? Try not to be cruel.
That was Rootin' Tootin', a new single by Rutabaga, a self-described weird wiggle rock band from Halifax. It's from their upcoming record called Hobby Lubie, though I don't have an exact date for its release just yet. Rutabaga will be performing at Radstorm, that's the Community Arts Center at 2177 Göttingen Street in Halifax. It'll be on March 7th, along with Halifax bands Earth Altar and Root Cellar. Truro Nova Scotia power duo The Orchids will also be performing, so it should be a great night. $10 gets you in, but there'll also be an NOTAFLOF policy in place. All ages too, so please be nice. And before that, I played a single that dropped last week, a song called My Heart Belongs to You by Jessica Ray and the Ramshackle Parade, who are in St. John, New Brunswick. I don't see any show dates posted on their site for the moment, but it's still early in 2026, so I'll let you know if that changes. Always great to hear new music by that talented group. You're listening to Eastern Promises here at CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal and at CJLO.com. I'm Donald Roberge, and I wanted to get to some new music this hour from Newfoundland and Labrador. Here's a debut single by Jarrah Hale, a young pop artist out of Bay Bulls, Newfoundland. This is Save Yours.
Thank you.
That's a song called Once I Leave, new music by St. John's indie rockers The Fence Sitters. You can find that one on your favorite music streaming platform. And before that, I played another new track, a release called Save Yours by pop singer and songwriter Jara Hale, that's J-A-R-A-H, from Bay Bulls on the eastern coast of Newfoundland. That one too can be found easily online. And a reminder that you can find this episode's tracks by visiting the Eastern Promises show page at cjlo.com and clicking on my link tree. You can also find my link tree in the bio of the Eastern Promises Instagram page at EasternPromisesCJLO. We're winding things down here, but not before giving one last acknowledgement to Black History Month. Halifax reggae queen Jamila recently went public with her battle with cancer, completing chemotherapy treatments not long ago and addressing this difficult circumstance with grace and with poise. No surprise, as she's built a reputation as a flag bearer for agency and certainly strength. And these qualities were put forward in a track she released in 2020 titled Chant Their Names. It was written in the wake of the George Floyd murder and is a plea for equality as well as to rally and support the black community in the face of a legal and judicial system that has consistently let them down. So here is the formidable Jamila with Chant Their Names. For Eastern Promises, I'm Don Roberge. Till next time.
We have to go to the root. We have to go to the cause. Dealing with the condition itself is not enough. And it is because of our effort toward getting straight to the root that people oftentimes think we're dealing in.
So we won't forget. What kind of injustice reach out?